This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Humor can help ease the pain or, honestly, the boredom of financial news. So we have comedians on from time to time to get their take on the world of business. Those who work on Wall Street have their own brand of comedy to help get them through the day. And those two worlds collided the other night in a New York comedy club at a contest for amateur comics who work in finance. Marketplace's Mark Garrison was there.
It's a cold night, but Gotham Comedy Club is seating pretty close to a full house. Finance folks will be on a stage where legends got started, and big stars still drop in to try out new material with an intimate crowd.
Jerry Seinfeld, Sherry Shepherd, Ed Helms from The Hangover.
That's Andy Engel, the club's director of new talent, the polite term for amateur.
People on Wall Street are gambling huge amounts of money, and that takes a lot of balls. So I think the confidence is something that you could definitely transfer over from Wall Street to doing stand-up.
Tonight's a bringer show. That means the Wall Street comics have to bring a gang of paying customers to get stage time. Hard-drinking finance types are a profitable crowd.
I plan to come out swinging and leave it all on the stage. So hopefully I'll close this transaction.
Down in the green room, MetLife financial advisor Ken Gross is prepping an act that deals with how the old days are gone.
I've been in the financial industry now for more years than I wish to admit, and things have really, really changed.
Do you know now our budget for entertaining a client is $25? That's one lap dance. What do I do after that?
No surprises here. Plenty of material we can't play on the radio mocked Wall Street's hunger for money, drugs, and sex. But a couple performers gripped the mic to go after Wall Street's critics.
You know, I don't understand it. People always say things like, you know, people in finance make a lot of money. Well, I got news for you, Gotham. Yeah. We do.
That's financial advisor Greg Cantone launching what comics call a room divider, a provocative bit that got big laughs and groans as he went on to say nurses and teachers are overpaid. Besides the suits, you could pick out the finance pros by who laughed. Like the contestants, most were white and male, but not all.
So you may not be able to know it by looking at me, but I work on Wall Street. Mm-hmm, give it up. I know y'all think that black people don't walk on Wall Street. Kiss my ass. I don't get coffee.
Sheila Smiley, who works on a mostly white trading floor, held the mic close and leaned in to offer a stock tip.
Don't trust white people with your money.
The other black contestant, Khalif Scott, works for a market data company.
Your white fans always want you to interpret. They're like, Khalif, what did he say? I do not know.
He stayed away from financial jokes, but it didn't count against him.
All right, and our first prize winner, who's going to win? Yes. It's Khalif, everybody!
After the show, I caught up with one of the judges, working comic Robin Montague. She liked the finance comics, but said Wall Street material isn't enough.
They're going to have to think of other things. You know, it's money. If you have it, you don't want to talk about it, and if you don't, we want to beat them up.
She was kind of in a hurry to leave.
These financial guys have invited me down to the bar on the corner, and they're going to all buy me drinks. They've got it like that, and I'm going.
Bankers may not be comedy gold, but they can always provide liquidity. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.